Thank you for coming on to Radio Jackie. Would you like to tell me about the initiative at Shepperton Station?
We were actually attending Open Day on the 9th, so that's a week Saturday. That's an open day which is generally open to the public for parents, kids, etc. to come and have some fun. And we're going to do an awareness stall on that occasion to help people to understand why it's important that men get tested for prostate cancer. The event that we were to hold at Shepperton has had to be put on hold because there's a national blood bottle shortage. And so it looks like we've had to cancel all our events until after Christmas.
Shall we talk a little bit about the testing, which is the PSA testing? Because a lot of men are not aware of this, are they?
No, most certainly they're not. All men over 50 are now allowed to test by law, basically, via their GP, etc., which is something that was set up a little while ago. But it's proved not to be too effective because a lot of men, number one, don't realise they may have a problem. And number two, often ask their doctor if they can have a PSA test. And doctors, being clinicians, often say, what are your symptoms? If there are no symptoms, it tends to get put off. But we, as a charity, are discovering men in their 40s who've got cancer with no symptoms at all. So there's somewhere a middle path. We never replace the GP. We always say to any man, if he's got any problems at all with urinary problems or whatever that might be indicators, please always go and see your GP. But what we do is we give an opportunity to men to actually just turn up on a Saturday morning or whenever we happen to do a testing event and have a test, which is we're clinician-backed. And all of that stuff is dealt with in confidence, etc. And it always goes back. The result always goes back to the GP before anything else happens. So, but really, the test is essential, really, for men over 40, because, as I say, there's a man dies every 45 minutes in the UK from prostate cancer. Many of these could be detected early. There's an over 90% chance of full treatment and full recovery if caught early. And unfortunately, the figures for late diagnosis are very much the opposite. So this is where I'm so keen to do this.
Absolutely. And I don't think it's made that clear to men that it's their base PSA level. So they have to keep checking that, because obviously it's a change in PSA level over a period of years. So if they start getting tested at 40, we need to encourage doctors to keep testing them. It's a simple test, doesn't take long to do, but it's often the changes in the PSA from their baseline level that gives them an indication that there's trouble afoot in terms of early prostate cancer. Isn't that right?
That's most certainly correct, yeah. And there is an initiative at the moment which is being launched recently, which we're monitoring at the moment and are probably going to join, where for the first time figures will actually be properly processed. And it will mean that if a man shows a change, if he comes back in a year's time or 2 years' time and there's a definite change, he will actually get a note to say that you should either have a further test or should refer to your GP. So that is clinician led again. So, and there are some of the top specialists in the country that are actually on the advisory board for that. So hopefully there will be something coming along before very long where we actually gain a proper idea of what's happening generally, because it has been discovered. We do a traffic light system, a green, an amber or a red for men, according to what their reading is. But it's been discovered at a point recently that some men that showed an upper end of green have come back in 2 years and found themselves in the lower end of the red. So we now need to monitor and find exactly how often this happens. And no one really has tracked these figures up until now. So hopefully this will be, but of course that will take a little while to put in place. But it does mean that men through this system will get told when they should be coming back for another test.
Interesting. So what would you say to our Radio Jackie listeners or the male Radio Jackie listeners about the PSA test? Because obviously if they go to their GP and maybe they've got a history of prostate cancer in the family and they could be even younger than 40, how assertive can they be to demand this PSA test?
They can try very hard. There is a great resistance with some GPs. The problem is PSA tests shouldn't really be given without further advice. And we always give that when a man always gets some paperwork and a description and whatever when he comes for a test with us, because he needs to understand if he gets a red, it's not necessarily cancer. Now, a GP is required to sit down and talk to a man about these things, and very often in too much of a hurry. It's just too many people to see, too much to do. But if a man gets refused by his doctor, number one, he should put in some form of complaint. But number two, if he goes to our website, he can find out where there are tests anywhere in the country. And in fact, on our website, if he actually goes to the website and looks on the testing link at the top, he can actually order a self-test if he wanted to. So he can actually do a home self-test. We, as three of the trustees of our charity, did try the test, and we didn't get on terribly well with it. But having said that, nationally, they ran a survey, and 80% of men that used it said they were quite happy. So it does appear that it certainly does work, and it is an answer. But a man over 50 really should demand that he has a test, but expect a higher figure. Sometimes, you know, as I say, with age, figures do increase anyway. But if there's a family history, we as a charity, for example, never turn anyone away. We've actually tested men in their 20s. Although we've had an inquiry back from a laboratory, we said, this man, you know, he's had a father, an uncle and a grandfather all had this. As far as we're concerned, this guy needs a test. And we just want to offer that opportunity to men who don't succeed in getting their GP to send them for a PSA test. And any man that has any form of blood test at any time should just say to the doctor, oh, by the way, could you just check the PSA level? And most doctors then, if they're doing one thing, they'll tick a box. But there is a resistance. There were things done medically to men in the past without, if you like, the full checks. Now, with these days, it's very, very rare that a man goes on to have any form of, operation or whatever without a full scan. So, we're very lucky in this part of the country. I mean, in the south of England, we're very lucky. We've got some of the best urology units in the country.
And treatment is obviously a lot better as well. There's lots of specific types of treatment you have. Da Vinci treatment you can have, which is very
non-invasive, to be honest. I mean, small invasive compared to the old treatments,
So what's the name of your charity and the website that people can refer to find out where they can get this PSA test done?
Yeah, well, our charity is called Cancer Testing South. And the website is cancertestingsouth.org. And at any time, if a man can't find a test that's available anywhere and doesn't fancy the home test, he can actually, if he goes to the contacts box and sends us an email via the info@cancertestingsouth.org, we will always reply and put him on a list to let him know when our next event is. But if a man has got problems, he should still be consulting his GP. You know, I don't want people waiting 6 months to see us if they've got a problem.
That's perfect. Thank you so much for talking to me.